Hello, I'm Jude Ayedo. I'll be talking on a topic that I've titled The Challenges of Financial Poverty. We all know that money is one thing we cannot do without, and the absence of it tends to cause man not to act as supposed. I'm specific about this topic, financial poverty and its challenges. We have different kinds of poverty. We have poverty of the mind. We have emotional poverty. We have spiritual poverty and many other kinds of poverty. I'm particular about the financial poverty. Financial poverty, like I rightly said before, is the absence of money, cash, the currency, the absence of money. That is what the financial poverty. Now, what are the challenges? We have a whole lot of challenges, but there is this one that I want to talk about. When a man is financially poor, even if he's highly intelligent, even if he's smart, if he does not have that financial capability, he will find it very difficult to show his smartness, because deep inside of him, he'll begin to feel, after being all smart, after all this smartness, I don't have the finance, I don't have the cash to show that I am actually smart. How can I be this intelligent without having money in my pocket? So because of this financial limitation, you see this smart person, you see this wonderful person, you see this intelligent person now acting the otherwise. So financial poverty poses a very huge challenge to human performance. If a man is financially poor, you see him underperforming in so many areas of his life. It takes a man who has conquered himself, who has conquered that level that money is required to do a whole lot of things. So it only takes that man to actually go all out, not minding the current situation of not having money, to go and launch all out. Then it is in that action that he will now begin to receive financial reward. Money is a reward for our actions. So if you have boatloads of money, that is the reward you have for your work, for your actions, the actions you took. So if today you are finding it difficult to make money, if today you are not financially buoyant, go back and, when I mean go back, go deep inside yourself, set your soul, set your heart, set your mind to find out what are the actions you have been taking. What are the actions that you have been taking? So take the right action, not minding the current prevailing situation. Yes, you may not have any fiscal cash in your pocket, in your bank account, but you have a whole lot in your mind. So launch all out, go all out, you know, do that thing that ordinarily you won't do it. He said, if you want to get what other people are not getting, do what they are not doing. 99.9% of the people today prefer to stay in their comfort zone. That comfort zone that is no longer comfortable, we still choose to stay in there. Why? Because of fear of the unknown. So Move all out from your comfort zone and see life in a different way. That desire you have before, that passion, that thing that you want to see it being done, go all out to do what? To launch yourself to the world. The world, they await your performance. The world awaits you to patronize you. Stop crying inside of you. Stop thinking, I wish I've done this, I've done that. There is time for you. Go all out and launch yourself into the deep. It is in the deep that you have your treasure. It is in the deep you have your oil well. It is in the deep you have your gold mine. It is in the deep you have your diamond mine. So go all out, launch out. I know that you can do it. Thank you. See you in the next episode. Bye.